At dawn on Friday, Palestinian protesters set fire to a Jewish holy site known as Joseph's Tomb in the Palestinian Authority-controlled city of Nablus, in an attack that was condemned by President Mahmoud Abbas. The attack on a religious site was met with anger across Israel, and in the latest of a series of knife attacks by Palestinians against Jews in Jerusalem and beyond, an assailant was shot and killed in a Hebron area by Israeli forces. It was against this backdrop of worsening violence that the Emergency Security Council meeting was called. Briefing the meeting on behalf of the UN, Tybrook Zerhoun said the serious damage inflicted on the tomb threatened to turn a nationalist conflict into a religious one, which would inflame the whole region. But he said collective punishment against Palestinians was no solution.
What is clear is that the current crisis cannot be resolved through security measures alone. The persistence of the occupation and diminishing prospects for achieving Palestinian aspirations for statehood have transformed long simmering Palestinian anger into outright rage.
He condemned extremist violence on both sides and added that inflammatory rhetoric on social media needed to be curbed by Palestinians and Israelis alike. Israel's new ambassador to the UN, Dani Denon, told reporters just ahead of the meeting that a tide of terror was washing over his country and claimed the Palestinian president was responsible for inciting especially the young to violence. He said only direct talks without preconditions would move the peace process back on track.
Whoever avoids direct negotiations is looking for an escape hatch. And Abbas's favorite kind of escape is to spread slanderous lies about the situation in the Temple Mount. Prime Minister Netanyahu stood here in the General Assembly and he repeated his commitment once again to maintaining the status quo. Let me make it clear. Israel will not agree to any international presence on the Temple Mount.
But inside the council, Palestinian ambassador Riyad Mansour said the provocation was all Israel's and that they did not trust that the status quo over the Al-Aqsa Mosque, or Temple Mount as it's known to Jews, would be maintained by the Israeli government. He called on the UN to act. He spoke through an interpreter.
The Security Council has to shoulder its responsibility in maintaining international peace and security in accordance with the United Nations Charter. By condemning this aggression, by working to stop it immediately and to force Israel to withdraw its armed formations immediately.
Speaking for the United States, Ambassador Samantha Power told the Council that Israel had a right to defend its citizens from attack and that the US had raised the issue of settler violence against Palestinians in the occupied territories, but both sides needed to step back now.
In the face of this violence, we remain committed to advancing a two-state solution. Indeed, events right now underscore just how critical it is to achieve two states living side by side in peace and security. To that end, the United States continues to urge all sides publicly and privately to take affirmative steps to restore calm.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.